Now, one of the lessons from the shuttle program is that putting things in orbit is expensive. When using a space shuttle, getting just 1 pound of coffee up to the space station costs in the neighborhood of $10,000. That is slightly more than a latte at your local Starbucks. NASA is now planning to use a private company to take supplies to the International Space Station, and that company, called SpaceX, claims it can do the job on the cheap. NPR's David Kestenbaum looked at that claim.
Elon Musk started SpaceX because, as he will tell you, he wants humans to one day live on other planets. And he was upset when he saw how much it cost to get things into space. So in 2002, he took the fortunes he'd made from internet startups and started a rocket company.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
SpaceX's latest rocket in development is called the Falcon Heavy. It's giant, and Musk says it will be able to get a lot of stuff to orbit pretty cheaply.
With the Falcon Heavy, we're at about $1,000 a pound.
So $1,000 a pound, historically, people would say, wow, you know, that's pretty cheap. But, I mean, how much do you weigh?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I probably could stand to lose a few pounds, but I'm around 225.
So that's $225,000 to send you to orbit without, it's like naked without any food, right?
Right. So clearly it's still too much. I mean, we really need to get to well under $100 a pound.
SpaceX is in early days. It's had 7 launches. The first 3 did not make it to orbit, but the last 4 did. Elon Musk makes a point of posting prices online, and right now he's at around $2,000 or $3,000 a pound. His competitors do not post prices, though, so it's hard to compare. Micah Walter-Range, an analyst at the Space Foundation, says the industry is pretty secretive.
The price of a launch is not really known apart from the company that is providing the launch and whoever the customer is.
People won't talk about how much they spent for a launch or how much it cost for a launch?
In many cases, they will not.
Jeff Faust, an analyst with Futron Corporation, has done some calculations with the available data, and he says it's pretty clear to him, yes, SpaceX is cheaper.
Perhaps a factor of 2, less expensive than many other competing vehicles on the market. Very few people question that SpaceX is selling launches for considerably lower prices than anyone else out there at this point.
The question then is how? How has SpaceX been able to do this? There haven't been any big technological breakthroughs. Musk says his company is just lean and smart. They make the engines themselves, for instance, which saves money. He says his competitors, industry giants Lockheed Martin and Boeing, are wasteful and inefficient. So, are they?
Elon Musk makes lots of claims and, you know, lots of promises, and we're waiting to see what's being delivered yet.
This is The Competition. Michael Gass, president and CEO of United Launch Alliance, a joint venture of Lockheed Martin and Boeing. Gass says price isn't the only thing to look at. There's also reliability. You don't want your multi-million dollar satellite blowing up on the launch pad. He says Lockheed and Boeing rockets have been launched over 1,000 times.
We've been launching for 50 years, and he's starting. What's more to be said?
So what is your reliability?
When the customer wants that, we'll go dig it up because, you know, figures don't lie and liars figure. We can cut reliability any which way you want.
Just give me an impressive sales number.
It's 98 or 99 percentile. No, anybody knows the space business knows that.
I asked why United Launch Alliance didn't post its prices on the website. He says there is no one price. He says his customers know that. It depends on where you're going.
The price to get to the space station, that's only 200 miles to 300 miles above Earth. We go to places 22,000 and sometimes out of Earth's gravitational pull. So there's no one answer.
Elon Musk at SpaceX argues that one reason prices have not come down is that there wasn't real competition in the launch business. When Lockheed and Boeing merged, they had a kind of monopoly.
If you read the press release announcing the merger, it reads like something out of an Orwell novel. They actually announced that the reason that they were merging was to save the U.S. government money. Now, I did at the time ask for examples in history of a monopoly that was formed that subsequently resulted in prices going down, and I did not receive an answer.
Michael Gass at United Launch Alliance responds that the companies merged for a simple reason. There wasn't enough business to sustain both of them. If Elon Musk and SpaceX think they have a better way to do things, he says, good luck to them.
If the answer is yes, they should be in business and we should go out of business. And we'll be anxious to participate in that competition.
As for how cheap spaceflight could get, Gass agrees with Elon Musk that $100 a pound to orbit could be possible someday. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD, as well as an online savings account and a money market account. Learn more at allybank.com.